Pacific Amphitheater. You're probably wondering who I am. My name's Tammy Heidi, and I'm the newest K-Rock jock. I'm a transplant from Boston, Massachusetts. And I have a couple of K-Rock towels that I want to unload, so let's see how far I can throw. There's the Craft Fair here, there's a bunch of cool booths, Greenpeace, Amnesty International, Rock the Vote. If you're not a registered California voter, do it. Okay, the lineup as is follows today. We've got John Wesley Harding standing in the wings, Yo-Yo, King's X, Primus, EPMD, Steve Earle, Fishbone, and X. That's in that order. This is going to go until as long as it takes, probably until 10:40 or a little bit later. A couple of other concert announcements. Dippert and Tilbrook of Squeeze, who are doing the acoustic thing at the Henry Fonda Theater. Tickets are on sale for that, and that show's July 26th. And this is a big major concert announcement. I don't think it's been announced yet. Sisters of Mercy, Public Enemy, Gang of Four, and Warrior Soul. How's that for a lineup? That's August 5th right here at the Pacific Amphitheater, the Craft Amp, and those tickets go on sale July 11th. All right, K-Rock is proud to welcome here to Gathering of the Tribes, John Wesley Harding, Wes, and his invisible band. Have a good day.
Like a little friend, down on my knees, oh, won't you take me there? Well, I can feel your power, just like a friend. You know I'll take you there, like a child. You whisper softly to me, you're in control, just like a child. Now I'm dancing, it's like a dream. It's like a dream. So let the choir sing. When you call my name, it's like a little breath down on my knees. Oh, won't you take me there? Well, I can feel your power, just like a prayer. You know I'll take you there. Just like a dream. You are not what you see. Just like a friend on choice, your voice will take me there. Just like a breath, I'll take you there, yeah. Just like a dream to me. Just like a breath, I'll take you there, I'll take you there. You are a dream to me, you are a mystery. Just like a breath, I'll take you there. It's like Woodstock down the front. You don't know what you're missing. Babies are being born. Everything's beautiful. This song is called, this song, okay. This song doesn't want to be a music video. This song doesn't want to send you some deodorant. This song is scientifically formulated. This song doesn't have a lot of hip potential. This song doesn't have a chorus that is sing along. Doesn't rock, say the word love. This song doesn't have a merchandising tie-in with Bill and Pepsi Honda or Bird. This song just fits a proper demographic. This song doesn't make you want to dress up all in black. This song doesn't help you forget about your problems. This song doesn't even sound a lot like R.E.M. This song ain't another AOR or DOR alternative, a new way of this. This song ain't getting any airplay on the radio. This song says the word shit. Shit! This song doesn't want to sell you an identity. This song doesn't tell you what you want to hear. This song doesn't make you want to love your country. This song doesn't bring a revolution any near. This song ain't about how I believe in rock and roll, but partying all night long. This song ain't about sex and drugs and alcohol. This song ain't any fun. This song ain't any good. 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 This song doesn't make you want to go and fight a war. This song doesn't have a bunch of open minor chords. This song doesn't make you want to go and slash your wrist. This song ain't another rock star ego trip. This song tips, I could've write another one. I dropped it in and just went to bed. This song's here cause writing songs is no fun. It's a cover of a song by the Catheads. They're from San Francisco. This song ain't any good. 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 Woo! Anybody taking any acid today? Cool. Okay, well, this one's called The People's Drug. You're right. Yeah. It's not as beautiful as Red Rocks, this place, I'll tell you. Got a stupid job, but it's fair money. Got a brand new car, but I can't drive. I've got a sweetheart, we call her honey. And I've also got a wife. People say that they're depressed, but they go out and you're quite well dressed. What is it that makes you feel that way? Can't get it in no drugstore, no man's an island, that's for sure. And it looks like a world just run out of things to say. You miss some of the people's dress. You miss some of the people's dress. Whatever makes you feel that good, I'm taking like I know I should. So you miss some of the people's dress. Whoa. You miss some of the people's dress. Dress. Pick me up and take me to a movie. Give me an ending that I can understand. Sell me a rocking soundtrack, make it groove. Give me backstage passes for the band. People always whine, 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 shut up and play the fine, fine, fine. What's the difference in a way? Between being safe and being rad when the big joke is we've all been had. You don't get to read the news in the LA Times. Here is all the people's dread. Here is all the people's dread. Whatever makes you feel like you're all taken like a nauseous drug. Here is all the people's dread. Whoa. Here is all the people's dread. It's a wacky race that we're running. I must atone for all my sins. God grant me some of what you're giving. But you don't need needles, you don't need pins. Just say no to drug hysteria. I'll pay a prescription. Where's the bill? I thought it was a bitter pill. What's it matter what I feel? Take the dog and take the wife. Show me how to lead a better life. The price you people pay, well, it's gotta be a steal. Give me some of the people's dread. Give me some of the people's dread. Whenever you feel like going home, please remember everybody must get stoned. Give me some of the people's dread. Whoa. Give me some of the people's dread. Whoa. Give me some of the people's dread. See me afterwards. All right. This song, it seems peculiarly appropriate that I should play this song today since it's nearly the 60th year anniversary of Live Aid. So I'm going to do this song. It's a spiteful little bit of hate mail that was sent to me one day. I'd like to dedicate this song, of course. Pardon me if you've heard this before. I always like to dedicate this song to a big idol of mine, Phil Collins, because... He was a big idol of mine until I woke up one morning and realized he was just a big, fat, bald bastard. No. We shouldn't pick on him, really. But this is dedicated to him all the same. How you doing down there, buddy? You listening to some of you? Okay, this song's called July 13th, 1985. You better treasure these quiet moments where it's just me and you so intimately, because the rest of the night's going to be bang, 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 bang. You're going to have a great night. Well, July 13th, 1985, it was the day we watched the Live Aid. The global jukebox that came alive, and we felt the world that day. We felt the world that day. It was a day for a party. We made a lot of food and we ate it. Sure as hell. Vegetarian salads without any meat, because we're students and we're picky about what we eat. There was leftovers as well. Everybody laughed, and when I said, think of the children either dying or dead, let's pick up the leftovers and send it to the starving children in Ethiopia. So my mother used to say that. Sure, I was pleased to give money, because it was not a political cause. I just remember the smiling faces, the music, and the applause. I spent 30 quid on coke. That's once a little too much dope. I was wiped out from 5 till 7, so I missed Spandau Ballet and the Reform 209. July 13th, 1985, when the day we watched the Live Aid. With the global jukebox, it came alive, and we fed the world that day. We fed the world that day. Well, the music was fucking brilliant, and that Madonna, she sure can't move. By the time Paul McCartney's microphone... We were. You get that one at the back. We were all in it. Live Aid group. As you remember, Paul McCartney, he said, which must have been a bit of an irony, because if you let it be, nothing will ever improve. But it's not the first time I've ever won a real Beatles sing, a real Beatles song live on TV. Which Julian Lennon had turned off instead of his recently dead father and made the fantastic foursome live again. I was really moved. It was July 13th, 1985. But the global jukebox came alive and we fed the world that day. Well, actually, I fed the world that day. Well, the powerful force of pop music solved the problems, feed the world. So what if there weren't any blacks involved? Well, Lionel Richie doesn't count because he's white, obviously. So what if there weren't any blacks involved? There was everything but the girl. Von Geldof has no ego, that man should get the Nobel Prize. By the time he's standing solo on Feed the World, but I thought he should be canonized. And I felt really bad for starving, but I felt good to be alive. And I must admit, I shed a tear or three in the very moving video for the great Cars song, Drive. You know, St. Bob made me feel like shit, so I got out an envelope and I opened it. Now put your fake Chris £10 note as the same one I used earlier to snort my coke. Irony. And that made me feel good inside, send me the money. And it was July 13th, 1985, and that was the day we watched the Live Aid. With the global jukebox, it came alive, and we fed the world that day. We fed the world that day. Can you think what an incredibly brilliant noise we all make, in a kind of hippie way, if we all sang together? Well, don't. Because you don't know the words, it'd be stupid. Here we go. We own the world. We are rich bastards. We are the ones who drive flash cars and don't pay taxes. This is crap we're singing. We're stoned out of our minds. We didn't even bother to make it rhyme, except for that bit. As if nothing's wrong. So he's gonna drive you home. Sound of infidelity. Looks like I loved and lost once more. Oh, but I was fair in love and war, oh, supposedly. I couldn't even burst in on you. See, scrabble sheets are your excuse. Give you the evil eye of verbal abuse. Why do you do what you do? Where the things that you do, how the person you are. Glass down on the bar. My problems, they hit the floor so gracefully. I don't know where I parked the car. That's okay, tonight I'm on the town without me. Tonight it's just me and my evil twin. The one who splits one more drink in. The one who splits away when I start singing. Why do you do what you do? When the things that you do, not the person you are. You are the person you are. person you are, person you are, person you are. Got a job to pay the rent. Put people out of work by repositioning. Now no one's sitting on the fence. Who's got a will we end up sitting in? It's getting much too hot to heal the sky. Our state, they'll give you all the details. Two fundamental truths that we hold as lies. Why do you do what you do? When I think of you as the person you TV, they play it for 23 hours with stars discuss celebrity and celebrities talk about stars and who's having who on so-and-so set. The lifestyles of the rich and useless, from Queen Julia down to King Kong, they got everybody singing their song, but everybody's got it wrong. It makes me stutter, makes me stammer, so just a flight high. Cause it's a star-struck banner. Here's how it works, and here's a spanner. What? Well, I know that girl, she can't act, and I know who bought her breasts. Once she wanted to get to grips with me, now she can't get me off her chest. I saw the photos of the wedding day. Now she's another gay divorcee. Well, you can blame it on the media, but I'm not buying all the crocodile tears on the reptile side. You get it, you don't want it, you're just not trying. Makes me stutter, makes me stammer. So just a flight high, cause it's the star-struck banner. Here's how it works, yeah, here's a spanner. For 10 minutes one night with a girl who had a bit part and who cares. But my hard work failed when she checked my sails and she threw me down the stairs. Beatles. I don't normally do this. this one, and it's the Live Aid song, but he asked for it, so I'm going to do it. Because I don't want to seem like I'm obsessing about Julian Lennon or anything. I don't really often think of Julian Lennon. I thought of him twice. Once during when I read that Live Aid song, and once this time. But he asked, so I'm going to do it. Marketing strategy beyond the realms of reasonable possibility. It is announced simultaneously on radio, DAT, compact disc, and CD. An 8-track. Only joking about the 8-track, of course. With John Paul, George, and Ringo. They're going to be reforming as the Beatles in 1993. And things skip into action immediately. George buys the film rights in a flurry of activity. Paul says they're not going to play Japan. And Ringo cancels his 3-year chat show plan. John, who was never the quiet one, John stays silent for the time being. And a world says, we're the Beatles in America. We're the Beatles in America. They're going to be sponsored by Visa. We're the Beatles in America. We're the Beatles in America. Lawyers start to draw large contracts involving sponsorship, t-shirt deals, and Michael Jackson. They're interviewed on live TV about management deals and corporate policy. And who's going to be the new manager of the Beatles? The manager is made up of clone parts of Jim and Tammy Baker, Leona Helmsley, Old North, Reverend Al Sharpton. George says he's not even going to play unless they bring the Maharishi. So the Fab Four are interviewed on live TV, but for some reason they're just the Fab Three. With a cardboard cutout of John wearing a very strange smile, with no shoes on, which starts a libelous John is dead rumor, which Rolling Stone reveals is just hype for the tour. And a world says, we're the Beatles in America. We're the Beatles in America. They're going to be sponsored by Visa and Greenpeace. Pretty cool. That's who Paul McCartney's last tour was sponsored by. Visa and Greenpeace. It's kind of like being sponsored by Hitler and Churchill. We're the Beatles in America. We're the Beatles in America. Well, the Who, the Stones, Debbie Gibson and Ross record a supergroup single. A very great cost, but it's so hard to make the charts, because everyone's taken the new Beatles to heart. From the time of the announcement of the gig, to the gig at Shea Stadium, named after the famous Cuban gorilla, Shea Stadium, 3 years later. Every record in the top 40 on both sides of the Atlantic for 4 whole years is written by Lennon and McCartney, except Something, which is the only one by George Harrison that anybody can remember anymore. And then finally, they get into the studio. Guess what? They're going to be co-produced by George Martin and Jeff Lynne. And Ringo's disappointed to find that no one needs him anymore, except for the vibe. Because he's been sampled. Now he's available as part of the Great Drummer Sample Series for $9.99, compatible with your cheapest possible computer. And the irony is, it plays in time. And George gets Monty Python in to do some vocals. Linda takes a fuckload of photos for a book that gets sold out before she even thought of putting it out. And John, who's never the quiet one, makes all his press contributions from his old songs, in tune, in time, with the backing track behind him. When they ask him how it's been in the studio, he said, well, it's been a hard day. And no one understands him, but he always was the cryptic one. When the Beatles in America, when the Beatles in America. Yeah, finally the record hits the shelves, and it's called The Beatles, from ourselves, and for anyone who doesn't realise or know, sounded a lot like ELO, or ELP, or FYC, or XTC, sounded a lot like XTC, but it didn't sound much like PSI, didn't sound much like PS, I love you. And the day before the big gig at Shea, the rumour goes round, people are saying that they're not going to play, that the whole thing's been just a big insurance scam to get the Apple reissues selling again. Very cynical. But suddenly we're over in the stadium. We're live on TV. We're on CNN. Over to you, Wolf. Well, the lights go down. And the screaming starts. And who's left?
Who would have thought that 20 years after the greatest band in the world broke up, they would be getting back together purely because of CNN sponsorship? It gets so silent, you can hear a pin drop.
Yeah, suddenly they're all falling, and I get scared as they go to, I saw her standing there. They crashed through the best set in the world, and they encore with the whole of Sgt. Pepper's in order, and they're gods, and I'm in heaven. But on the very last quarter of a day of the life, the Beatles are beamed off into outer space, into a waiting spaceship, which takes them to a better place, a place where no one knows them, a place where reunions are not expected of anybody, not even the Buzzcocks. This is my dream. I bought it, I bought the product, and now I'm happy, believe what you like. So that's all, and it happened. That's all, folks. We're the Beatles in America. We're the Beatles in America. One more time for MTV, because you can bet your butt Martha Quinn's there. We're the Beatles in America. We're the Beatles in America. One more time for CNN, they pay for it. We're the Beatles in America. The BBC. There's no money, but it's fairly prestigious. We're the Beatles in America. We're the Beatles in America. Have a fucking great day. Be safe, be happy. There's an acid emergency room over here. I'd like to sing one more song for you. Thank you for being so unrestless. Was that the same guy? My name's Billy Bray. If you like me, I'm John Wesley Harding. If you don't, I'm Billy Bragg. I'm going to paraphrase a joke now, because it became important to me recently. I heard this somewhere else. A man phoned me up to ask me to do a big advertisement for his product. And it was a kind of alcohol. And I said, I can't do this advertisement. I think it's immoral, to start with. You're encouraging people to live the consumer lie till the day they die. They're going to think they're happy, but they're not, and it'll all be because of you and your advertising techniques. Thank you! No, don't clap. That was, it's liberal bullshit clapping. Secondly, it should be made illegal because your product is crap. It's a crap product. So the man said, that's a shame, because we were going to offer you $80,000 to do this. I said, hold on. I'll go and get Mr. Harding. This song's called The Devil in Me. Thanks for listening. As you know, this is the gathering of the tribes. Yeah. My little segment of it is called the One Little Indian Tour. When I shot John F. Kennedy in Dallas in 63, they blended on Oswald carelessly, but it was five FBI gunmen and me. I put Jesus on the cross, I put a gag on the boss, I kicked him on the cheek so he couldn't speak. But that was the devil in me. It was the devil in me. Well, it's the devil in me. Well, it's the devil in me. That's on the level in me. Well, it was the devil in me. Poison sheets on your bed. Well, I made you cry, could make you love instead. That was the devil in me. So now I kill you all. I tore your famous brown fur coat. I laughed at your cough, ignored your suicide note. That was the devil in me. It was the devil in me. Well, it's the devil in me. Well, it's the devil in me. That's on the level in me. Well, it was the devil in me. Hijacked a plane with Hussein, assassinated Salman Rushdie. That was the devil in me. You know, sponsored by a company. Valentine's a thing for cash and a deceiver. But that's just the devil in me. It was the devil in me. Well, it's the devil in me. Well, it's the devil in me. The time will ever live me. Well, it was the devil in me. When I gave you acid rain and I polluted the sea, and I covered your thoughts up well with graffiti. Well, you can call me by my real name. Yeah, you can call me humanity. Cause it all seems just like human behavior. It all seems just like human behavior. It all seems like human behavior. But it had the devil in me. It was the devil in me. Where's the devil in me?